Good evening. I'm Kevin Boucher, WSIU Radio News. A Southern Illinois resident has been sentenced to over 18 years in federal prison for methamphetamine offenses. The U.S. attorney says 47-year-old Robert Humphrey of Elkville has pleaded guilty to distributing more than 50 grams of meth. He received an enhanced sentence because he endangered others during a pursuit with police. For the first time ever, the Accreditation Board of Engineering and Technology offers accreditation for cybersecurity programs, and as of today, Southeast Missouri State University's Bachelor of Science in Cybersecurity is accredited. Missouri Governor Mike Parson says it's an honor and great news for his state.
It's the only program of its kind in Missouri. And when you think one of four in the United States of America, I'm telling you, folks, that's a big deal. That's a big deal.
The board started the process of creating the accreditation last fall, and they only invited four schools to participate, one being SEMO. SEMO's cybersecurity program began in the year 2011 with only 15 students. Today, there are more than 150 students in SEMO's program. And this Saturday at Wren Lake, as a part of the Environmental Science Series, the public can get up close with birds of prey, also known as raptors. Tim Bischoff, a park ranger with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, says that experts with the World Bird Sanctuary will lead the program, which will include live birds up close. He says there's a chance that when you go to the program, there will be a hawk flying right over the top of your head. He says the public will learn about the daily habits of these important predators and also everyday things that the public can do to ensure their survival. Tomorrow's program starts at 11 o'clock in the morning and runs until 3 p.m. at the Wren Lake Project Office Visitors Center. 40% chance of scattered thunderstorms tonight with a low near 70. It's 5:07.